Are you genuinely a peacemaker, or are you faking peace just to keep the peace at work? Discover what it really means to be set apart and bring lasting peace even when the world around you is in chaos. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I am your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am so glad that you are here today. I hope that you're enjoying these daily devotionals. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, I want you to place this into your huddle. It really does help us change the public square because we're changing our hearts day by day, scripture by scripture, and allowing God's word to work in our hearts and on our hearts. So today we're going to talk about peace. And from Romans chapter 1, verse 7, it says, to all those who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. And there are so many things there that we talked about in the past about you are called, you are a saint. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is going to be a day that you experience peace from God the Father and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when you start thinking about peace, what do you think of? I mean, do you think of like, you know, hanging out, like peace brother kind of thing? Well, the idea of peace is it is the opposite of war and dissension. You know, we're hearing about wars all across this planet, and God doesn't desire that we go to war in those ways. His desire is that we live at peace with one another. And so peace is the opposite of war or dissension. Peace meaning health, welfare, prosperity, every kind of good thing. So we look at the things of God and we start understanding that that peace, meaning that God takes care of our well-being, our prosperity, our hearts and our souls prosper in the things of God. And so to think about God's peace today, I know when you walk into that office today, there's going to be some of you who are going to struggle. You're going to go into environments that are highly toxic, that are very opposite of what your worldview is or opposite of where you're going as a Christian. And yet God has called you to be salt and light in there, and you can have peace regardless of the circumstances that surround you during your time in your workplace. So let's look at this. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. So peace and safety have a lot to do with each other. We see that we can sleep in peace, we can rest in peace, we can lie down in peace, we can wake up in peace. And it's because we believe that God is our bodyguard. He is the safety around us. He protects us as we go. So we might find ourselves in a war over culture or a war over words or a war over environments. You may have to go to HR today and hear about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all the other stuff that's out there. And God wants to bring peace in your heart to know how to respond to those situations with great wisdom and insight and direction. All right, let's look at Matthew 5, 9 through 12. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Now, many of you know that I used to be the CEO of Peacemaker Ministries, and this is our root verse. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. It is a powerful verse to understand what peacemaking is. That when we go into those areas that God has entrusted to us, that we are called to be vessels of peace, to bring peace to others because we're strong in our leadership. We have the ability to speak truth and do it with clarity. And we have the ability to call people to their senses. Then it goes on to say, Jesus says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Will you be persecuted for righteous sake today? Not because you've disobeyed, not because you've done foolish things, but because you've stood for righteousness today. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds against you because of Jesus. Isn't that interesting that he wants us to take a stand? And he says, you might be insulted, you might be persecuted as you stand for righteousness and you work at being a peacemaker. God calls you blessed. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now think about this for a moment. God is a God who says, I want you to stand for righteousness in the public square. Now, it's not enough just to stand on Sunday and say amen to those areas that your maybe your pastor or your preacher, he's teaching you and training you about what does it mean to live a righteous lifestyle. That's good to compliment him, to encourage him in his preaching. But the reality on Monday morning, are you saying amen to righteousness when you see that there's an injustice and God said, hey, speak this, share this, rein this in, help, you know, God's calling you to help in the public square at this point where you begin to represent him as the gospel message. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven. Have an eternal perspective as you go. Now, it doesn't mean that your circumstances are always going to feel at peace or at calmness, but you can have a peace regardless of the storm that you might find yourself in. So let's talk about some application today. Are you a peace faker? Do you just fake peace? Maybe you're silent, and so you just fake it until you make it. Maybe you're a peace breaker. You're interrupting the peace around you because you're rude and obnoxious. Or are you a peacemaker who is incredibly clear and incredibly blunt, but you love people? And because you care for them and you want them to succeed in the things of God, you in the public square today are going to share the goodness of God in absolute boldness and confidence, and you're going to do it in such a way that brings peace to others. You are a peacemaker because the Prince of Peace dwells inside of you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you, and where the Holy Spirit is, God puts his peace. He has you make peace. It's not faking peace. It's not breaking peace. It is simply operating in one of the fruits of the Spirit where you begin to see the Holy Spirit flow out of you each and every day. The Prince of Peace dwells inside of you. You know, Jesus, although he was the Prince of Peace, also overturned tables when people in the public square were doing the wrong things, and also, in the synagogue were doing the wrong things, and he was able to take a stand for righteousness. He said, my Father's house is to be a house of prayer, not a den for robbers. And so to think about this, he did all that as a peacemaker. The Prince of Peace was willing to stand. You might be persecuted for righteousness today. I know it's not fun. I know it's not exciting, but I want to encourage you to press on and push forward. You might be insulted today by those around you. It's okay. Be insulted for the things of Christ, and you might be persecuted today. It's perfectly okay. I know it doesn't feel good when you're persecuted, that when they say false things about you, or they speak evil about you, but God loves you so very much, and he wants to see not only you thrive and you move forward, but he wants to see the people around you begin to thrive and move forward in the things of Jesus. Make sure it's all because you're serving and glorifying Christ. You know, an outcome of rejoicing and be glad could be part of what you're doing. You walk away from your work today and you're like, I am glad because I stood for Jesus. I stood for the right things today. So what's our theme for today? That you are set apart. You are a peacemaker empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand for righteousness. I want to pray for you. But before I do that, if you haven't become a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, I want to encourage you to think about giving $5, $10, $15, $20, $100 a month. It really does help us bring this biblical perspective into the public square each and every day. And we would love to have your support. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you want to do today. God, we thank you that you are our peace, peace from God the Father, peace from your Son, Jesus Christ, peace from your Holy Spirit, that you are one God bringing your peace. Help us not to fake peace today. Help us not to break peace today. Help us to be peacemakers that stands in righteousness, that we stand for the right things of God, and how we do it is incredibly important. So give us wisdom, insight, direction. Let us always be truthful. God, go before us today. Surround us with your Spirit that we may know what you have for us today. And God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.